Let me see how fast I can say this. So a lot of you have written in asking for more of the podcast. You want, you know, a chance to listen to entire classes if you want to. So we are now offering bonus content. It is a monthly subscription, and it includes expanded unedited episodes, no ads whatsoever, interviews, video episodes, and newsletters including articles, acting exercises, and chapters of Milton's next book. So check it out. Just go to the show notes of this episode, click on the link, and subscribe. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
The one thing that I noticed, and this had both to do with Camelot that I saw, and any number of things that just hit me along the way. And also Caleb wrote me because he went to see the Tom Stoppard play. And he was talking about, you know, what he didn't like about it. And of course, Greg and I saw it in London, and then I saw it again in New York, Leopoldstadt. What was interesting is what was missing. And what was missing is knowing what the idea was. And somebody sent me this documentary for comments to see if I'd help them get distribution. And they had this really wonderful idea. They were going to film themselves every single day of college. And so, yes, I'm like Amanda. Oh. But again, it was the same thing. And it was the same note, which was, what is this about? You have to know what it's about. I mean, my researchist, Prue, and I just sat for days and days and days before we started shooting Down and Out in America, saying, okay, so now what are we saying with this? What are we saying with this? And so somebody shot a documentary, and they had 50,000 hours of footage or some damn thing like that, 5,000 hours of footage, something ridiculous. And so somehow or another, they thought that was a documentary. So, I mean, it keeps hitting me that we keep coming back to the same thing all the time, that we have to know what it's about. We have to know if it's the musical Camelot, what it's about. What are we saying? It's not just about songs. And it is often about story, but it is about something. And that's what was the matter with this documentary. And I thought, my God, he went to so much trouble. Can you imagine filming yourself every day forever and the life around you? And at the end of it, I'm looking at and saying, and so what? I mean, it's a brave idea because you're assuming that something interesting will happen over 4 years of college. And I haven't been able to make it through it enough to find out. I mean, I can't emphasize enough. And I think when we get back to after me leaving early today to go to dinner, but when we get back, I think that it would be to our advantage to go back to doing commencement exercises and asking ourselves, what is this about? Because I think if we can begin to identify what something is about, and then add to that a real understanding of the size of the idea. And that also is really an issue. I am more and more and more aware how important it is that I, the actor, know what I'm talking about, connect to what I'm talking about, that I have a sense of what I'm talking about, that I, the actor, know what this is. And if I don't, I need to be able to expand myself. If I don't, I need to be able to identify that I'm not sure what that is. I need to be able to say, yes, I have a feeling I know what that is, but I'm not quite sure what that is. What was interesting is this very smart young woman that was led the pre-show discussion. She talked about heroes and how the Arthurian King Arthur legend, what, you know, why is, you know, why do we remember that? What other heroes do we know? And it was really interesting to me because we started talking about heroes. And I said, you know, I teach. And my teacher always said, if you have a problem, you have to work like Hercules to overcome it. And again, the idea was that Hercules is a hero. And it's like we use all of those heroic references. These epic heroes are images and ideas. And they're ideas that become representative of what we look at. Anyway, and I thought it was really interesting. I felt like the young woman in charge of the session knew more about King Arthur being a hero and Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table being a hero more than the director did, and certainly more than the actor who played King Arthur. Granted, I have an image of it because you can see it online, Richard Burton playing King Arthur. Even in the film, Richard Harris playing King Arthur. But these were two actors who understood the idea of Camelot. And you really understood why John Kennedy and the Kennedys, they wanted to be remembered as the era of Camelot. And so it's, you know, it's, and it's really interesting. These people with big ideas and these people with big images of what things are and the understanding of the ideas, they latch on to this. Yes, Amanda, you have a question.
We have a slide. You think it's more of a director problem, an actor problem, or both?
I think the following. I never expect a director to know anything. I mean, that was the problem of Leopoldstadt. The Tom Stoppard play. I mean, Patrick Marber wrote the play Closer. So you would have thought, you know, oh, this is a man. Mind you, I saw a production of Closer in London that he directed, and I thought at the time, the director has no idea what this play is about. And then I looked and realized it was the writer directing it, and I thought, oh, God. But I mean, that's the thing. You know, it's like Patrick Marber had no idea what this Tom Stoppard play was about. And so he had scenes of actors, and the actors had good scenes. It was almost like it was in a scene study class. The scene was good, but it had nothing to do with the play. And I think it's a reason, I have to say, I think it's a reason Daniel was good as Lancelot, because, oddly enough, we worked on what the songs were about. And I said, you know, Robert Goulet made a hit, a top 40 hit out of the song, If Ever I Would Leave You. But the song is not about anything but his high notes. And it was beautiful, and it really was. It was, they used to have top 40 radio, and it was in the top 40s for almost a year. But it wasn't about what he was singing about. And so when I was working with Daniel, I never let him sing. I just only made him talk out what it was about. It was interesting. The opening was really fun, and then it went nowhere. The characters never developed. And then Daniel makes an entrance, and he's, of course, you've seen him in class, so you have no idea what 6'2" looks like. And he's huge. And he walks out on stage and goes, Camelot! And it was like, oh my God, who is that? Anyway, that was kind of fun.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music is by Jeffrey Keezer, and for more info on Jeffrey's work, you can go to jeffreykeezer.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can find us online, idontneedanactingclass.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, and you can continue to send your questions to Milton at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.